Welcome to Practical Actionable Marketing, the podcast that brings you practical tips and actionable steps to take your marketing efforts to the next level. If you're looking to put strategy into action and dive into hands-on tactics that will drive your business forward, you've come to the right place. In today's episode, we'll cover the benefits of repurposing content for increased reach and longevity in your marketing efforts.
So recycling has been a thing for a long time now, and the idea of recycling is one that can apply just as easily in marketing. So today we're going to talk about ways to get more out of your marketing efforts by delving into the world of repurposing content and explore some strategies that can help you expand the reach and lifespan of your existing content. Let's start with why you would even consider repurposing your content. Well, think about all the time and effort you put into creating that blog post or recording that podcast episode in the first place. Treating it like a one-time thing is just wrong. By repurposing your content, you can give it new life and ultimately reach a wider audience. Shows like Gilligan's Island and Star Trek never really got popular until they were in syndication and folks caught the reruns. The same can be true for your marketing efforts. So how can you repurpose your content effectively? Let's start with the format. One simple strategy is to take your written content and turn it into other formats such as videos, infographics, or even ebooks. For example, you can create a video using the key points from your blog post, or turn your blog post into a visually appealing infographic that you can share on social media. By doing this, you're reaching people who might prefer different formats and who might have missed your amazing content in its original form. Another way to repurpose your content is by adapting it to different channels. Let's say you've got a fantastic blog post that's generating a lot of buzz. Why not take some of the key points and turn them into a series of social media posts? Doing this is actually a double bonus. You're not only reaching your blog readers, but also engaging with your social media followers. Another thing I've done is to take long-form recordings, videos, or podcasts, and using them to create snippets or teasers that drive traffic back to your original piece. Suppose you have a podcast episode that's filled with valuable insights. You can take short snippets or quotes from the episode and create eye-catching graphics to share on social platforms like LinkedIn or Twitter. This can pique the interest of your audience and encourage them to link back and listen to the full episode. What's more, you can also create spin-off pieces from your original content. Remember that blog post we talked about earlier? Well, why not expand on one of the key points and turn it into a separate in-depth guide? This way, you're providing even more value to your audience while establishing yourself as an expert in your field. Also, don't lose sight of when you're repurposing content, you have the opportunity to engage with your audience in new ways. Encourage them to leave comments, share their thoughts, or even ask questions. This feedback can provide valuable insights and help you further improve your content strategy. Before we wrap up, let's talk about some final considerations when it comes to repurposing content. First and foremost, make sure you're staying true to your brand and maintaining consistency across different formats and channels. Your content should still reflect your core values and messaging, even if it's presented in a different way. Secondly, don't be afraid to experiment and try out new formats or channels. Things are ever-changing, and what works today might not work tomorrow. So stay open to new ideas and trends, and don't hesitate to test different strategies to see what resonates with your audience. One final thought. Consider refreshing your existing content. Say you're an expert in editing software and you do a roundup of your favorite products next month. Maybe you revisit and update it in several months. That not only gives you more content to share, but you're keeping it timely and more likely to be engaged with because it's up to date. I've spoken to so many people who struggle with what to do with a blank page or screen. The good news is that as you create content, you're also creating opportunities for future content as well. You just need to get a little creative. Have fun recycling.
In this episode, Chris explored the art of repurposing content as a way to amplify your marketing impact and extend its lifespan. Thank you for tuning into the Practical Actionable Marketing Podcast, your go-to resource for ways to boost your marketing efforts in just a few minutes. We hope you found this episode useful, and we'll see you back next week. Until then, don't forget to subscribe and keep taking practical marketing action.